tonight we're going to study another aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. Tonight we're going to look at the Holy Spirit of promise. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. And we're going to break this into two parts. Tonight we'll examine the Holy Spirit as a seal. And then next Wednesday night we'll look at the Holy Spirit as an earnest. But let's read Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The work of the Holy Spirit in the new birth assures us that God's people are secure. The Bible declares in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Christ Jesus. We are secure because of the Spirit's work in regeneration, his continued work of sanctification. But he also has another part in making our salvation sure. And we find that part here in Ephesians 1:13, where he's called that Holy Spirit of promise. Because his very presence, the presence and the person of the Holy Spirit is security, is a promise of security to the saint of God. I think we've stressed it all the way through. We should never underestimate the greatness of the work of the Spirit in our spiritual lives and in our understanding of the Word of God and our deepening of our knowledge of our salvation in Christ. He is the one who's enlightened us. Today as I was studying, I love this old book, The Work of the Holy Spirit by Octavius Winslow. I love that name. If I have ever had another son, I think I'd name him Octavius. Octavius. He definitely have to be an author. But here's what Octavius Winslow said. He said, the more thoroughly and prayerfully we are led to investigate the operations of the Spirit upon the soul, especially if we watch closely His work in our own hearts, the more powerfully will the conviction press itself upon the mind that all real advance in divine knowledge, in righteousness, joy, and peace is inseparably connected with His indwelling and sanctifying power. Now, the Holy Spirit of promise, may be viewed as both a seal and an earnest. Now, those two concepts are different, yet we're going to study them together because they both relate to our security in Jesus Christ. Now first, tonight we're going to look at the Holy Spirit as a seal. A seal is used to assert ownership. The presence of the Holy Spirit in an individual is proof that he belongs to God. He is the seal. He is the proof that Jesus Christ redeemed us, that God the Father chose us. The Holy Spirit acts as a seal, as the security, as proof that we belong to God. A seal is also used to confirm something as being genuine or authentic. We find an example of this in the earthly ministry of our Lord and Savior. Over in John chapter 6 and verse 27, it says, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed," or authenticated, "and given the affirmation that he is indeed genuine, that he is indeed the Messiah." The genuine saint of God is recognized by the fact that he is indwelt by the Spirit. That is proof that your salvation is genuine, that the work of God in your soul and upon your heart, your mind, your will, it is proof that you truly are an authentic child of God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, in verse 24, "And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us." How? "By the Spirit which he hath given us." It's his indwelling, affirming work as a seal of God that ensures and proves that we're authentic children of God. Now the main concept of the seal, however, is that of security. That one of the great verses on security is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Here, the seal that we have in Christ affirms the security that we have in Him. Turn over to Revelation chapter 7 and verse 4. Revelation 7 and verse 4, "And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. These are all saved, they're all elect, they're all washed in the blood, and they're said to be sealed by God, recognized as belonging to Him, secure in His salvation." Look at Revelation 14 and verse 1. "And I looked, and lo, a Lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with Him 144,000, having His Father's name written in their foreheads." Now these were those 144,000. They're now in glory here. They were martyred for their faith. They washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. God secured them. The children of God are said to be sealed under the day of redemption, until the day of our bodies being redeemed, glorified, if you will. The Bible says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." You are secure because of the work of the Spirit in you, deepening your relationship with Christ, and affirming that you are truly a child of God. Could Paul mean anything by the expression "sealed under the day of redemption" other than that believers are preserved until the return of the Lord at which time they will in fact be glorified. Finishing the final link in the golden chain of redemption revealed in Romans chapter 8. That's what that day of redemption has to do with, glorification. This sealing is so sure that rather than threaten the Ephesians with the loss of it, Paul incites them to holiness because the surety, the sureness of it. Grieve not the Spirit as if you would lose your salvation, but rather grieve not the Spirit because you're sealed. You're sealed unto the day of redemption. You're secure. Now in Ephesians 1:13 that we started off with, we see that the Holy Spirit Himself is the seal. That's important to notice because some have attempted to teach that we're sealed by merely the work of the Spirit rather than the presence of His person. It's not just the work of the Spirit, but it's His personal presence in our lives. I cannot overemphasize the importance of our understanding that the Spirit of God dwells in us, lives in us, sanctifies us, energizes us, enlightens our minds. And He also provides us with this security. And I believe that as He bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, He deepens our security. He deepens our sense of dependence and security upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the nature of the sealing. Those who teach that the believer is sealed by a special work of the Spirit make this sealing something that you experience off and on. They confuse the sealing with the Spirit with His work in sanctification and of giving of Christian assurance. The Bible, on the other hand, never describes the seal of the Spirit as an experience. The Spirit may work to produce Christian experiences, but it is His presence, His indwelling, that is the seal. The sealing with the Spirit is not a special experience. It is an abiding presence that authenticates that you are blood washed, that you belong to the Lord. You are indwelt by the Spirit, the object of the sealing. If we confuse the sealing with assurance, then we must believe that weak saints are not yet sealed, those that don't have as much assurance of their salvation. But the Bible assumes the sealing of every child of God. See, everyone who is truly born of God has the seal of the Spirit because His person indwells us. He acts as our personal comforter, as our teacher, as our guide. And that requires a personal presence, not merely a work, but actually His indwelling. And in that sense, He is a seal. Another thing about this, no one is ever commanded to seek the sealing of the Holy Spirit. Because it's an accomplished work of the Spirit. It's regarded as a fact for every believer to rejoice in. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. In verse 22. Now, let's look at verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now He which establisheth us with you in Christ, and hath anointed us, is God, who hath also sealed us. God hath sealed us. God the Holy Spirit hath sealed us. We are established in Him, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. And then the purpose of this sealing. Why are we sealed by the Spirit? We're sealed to make us secure. Sealing is the sealing of the Spirit is the basis, not the knowledge of security. The Holy Spirit is a wonderful seal because of His power. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. His work as the seal, I mean His person, ensures that He will never leave us. Jesus said that He would abide with us forever. This Spirit of truth who has sealed us. So, the purpose of the sealing of the Spirit is to make us secure. And the time of this sealing, we're sealed when we receive the Spirit. And that occurs the very moment that the Spirit regenerates you and gives you saving faith. Again, there has to be life before there can be faith. But notice, faith is always associated with the sealing of the Spirit. Turn over to Galatians chapter 3. We'll just look at a couple of these verses. Galatians 3 and verse 14. Let's read verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So the seal of the Spirit is associated with faith, with saving faith. Look at the verse, we'll close with this, the verse we started off with. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 14. It says about the seal with the Holy Spirit of promise, verse 13, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession under the praise of His glory. Now in verse 13 it says, in whom ye also trusted. These are all words relating to faith. After that ye heard. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. After that ye heard the Word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So that is the Holy Spirit as a seal, marking our security by His presence, His indwelling, His power, His person. Next week we'll look at the Spirit as an earnest. And it won't be, we don't have as much material on that, but we'll stop there tonight.